You'll hear that and more tonight in our Christmas music, in the message from the book of the Revelation, and I trust that you'll be in your place. And now this morning in the 30th Psalm, my text will be based on one verse, the scripture reading for the message today, entitled, Weep No More. Psalm chapter 30 and verse 5. After we pause in a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the joy that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now as we look into Thy Word and learn more of Thee and of Thy will for our lives, it is our prayer that we might with anxious hearts look toward Thee, anticipating that day when all of our weeping shall be over. In Jesus' name we ask it, and for His sake, amen. Psalm chapter 30 and verse 5. For His anger endureth but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Isn't that an amazing verse of scripture? The last part of it again. Do you have your Bible with you? Read it with me aloud. The middle part, beginning with the word weeping. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Well, tears have been and always shall be in this life a part of our human existence. How many times have we stood around the airports, the bus stations, the railway depots, and seen mothers embrace their sons going away to war. And the tears would course down their cheeks. And even the little brothers and sisters who didn't know what the word war meant found themselves brushing away their tears. Many has been the time and I've walked out of a hospital room, and I could not refrain from shedding tears because my members were suffering intense agony. Well, I've had the nurses to look at me like, what on earth is wrong with him? But tears is a part or a part of our lives and our daily existence. These tears that I've mentioned, like the mother or the wife, or the family shed when the boy goes away to war, or husband goes away, or father goes away. These are sad tears of sorrow. But then there are more tears. There are tears of joy, as when a loved one is saved by the grace of God. I've stood in this pulpit, and I've seen mothers and fathers weep as their children came down these aisles to trust Christ as their Savior. I've seen boys and girls and young people weep as their mothers and daddies came to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And there are tears of pain, as when a loved one is suffering. And beloved, there are tears of gladness, as when a loved one comes back from a long trip or a stay away from home. The Bible connects tears with every phase of life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, rejoicing, singing comes in the morning. How many times? How many times during a long and weary night that seemed almost endless have we said, if we can just make it until the morning, if we can just pull her through till the morning hours, weeping may endure for a night, but thank God joy cometh in the morning. The Bible connects weeping with the burdens that we bear. And the psalmist said, all night long I make my bed to swim, I water my couch with tears. The burdens of life drive us into our own little world and our own little shell, and we weep and cry during the long hours of the night because of the burdens of the day. And the Bible connects weeping with prayer. You remember the prayer of Hezekiah over in the book of 2 Kings chapter 20? Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed and wept. And God said to Hezekiah, I have heard thy prayer, and I have seen thy tears. And we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 5 about Jesus, that he offered up prayers with tears. Weeping is connected with our praying. Weeping is connected with our service for Christ, our witnessing and winning souls to Jesus. I read in the 126th Psalm, he that soweth in tears shall reap in joy. And he that goeth forth with weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And then, beloved, weeping in the Bible is connected with compassion. The man in the Old Testament who is said to have a trembling voice and a mother's heart and tear-filled eyes is the man that you and I know by the name of Jeremiah, who wrote the prophecy that bears his name. And he also wrote a funeral song. We call it the Lamentation. Sitting on the edge of the city of Jerusalem, Jeremiah penned the words of the Lamentations. And he says in his great prophetic writing in chapter 9 and verse 1, oh, that my head were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night over the slain of the daughter of my people. Jeremiah's heart was heavy because the city of Jerusalem was so involved and so engrossed in formalism of worship and religion that they had forgotten the Jehovah God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And then I see Jesus. He passes through the city of Jericho. He comes toward Jerusalem and over the crest of the Mount of Olives. And standing there on the brow of the hill of the Mount of Olives, he looks out over that bustling city of Jerusalem, perhaps a million people strong. And Jesus said, when he beheld the city, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets and killest them that are sin unto thee, how oft would I have gathered thee as a hen doth gather her chicks, but you would not. Luke says in the 19th chapter at verse 41, and when he beheld the city, he wept. Could I digress for just a moment and draw a parallel to our great city? For beloved, if there is a Jerusalem number two in the world, it's Fort Worth. I don't know of a city in all the world where more gospel teaching and preaching and proclamation of the truth of God's word has gone out from its city limits than the city in which you and I live. And yet somehow I feel this morning, if Jesus could come and stand on the highest point in Tarrant County and look over the city of Fort Worth, he would cry. It would break his heart. Think not for a moment that Jesus does not weep. Think not for a moment that he does not see us as we are this morning, with all of our difficulties, with all of our misgivings, with all of our faults, and with all of our failures, and with all of our sins, and with all of our problems, with all of our sicknesses, our uncomfortable experiences of life. He sees us and he knows us this morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And beloved, the Bible connects weeping with the writing of the New Testament. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4, Paul says, I wrote unto you with many tears. The very writing of the Bible comes through weeping. How many tears do you suppose the Apostle Paul must have shed over such cities as Ephesus and Corinth and Philippi and Thessalonica, and over the Asiatic and European cities where he traveled on his missionary journeys? And to the city of Corinth and the people there he wrote, I wrote unto you with many tears. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And, beloved, the Bible connects weeping with repentance. You remember the man Esau who sold his birthright. And in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul gives us a commentary on Esau's life. You know what he says about Esau? That Esau sought repentance and found it not, though he sought it carefully with many tears. Listen to me this morning, Mister, as sure as you're seated on that pew. There will come a time, if you harden your heart against God, if you turn a deaf ear to the pleading and the wooing of the Holy Spirit, if you refuse the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and life, there will come a time when you will seek for repentance. And though you seek it carefully with tears, repentance will not come. For it is written in the Bible, today is the day of salvation, and now is the accepted time. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And beloved, weeping is also connected in the Bible with regrets. And oh, how many regrets we have in our lives. And how many times have we said to ourselves, if I could just live my life over. I believe that must have been the feeling of the man David. Oh, you remember that David's son Absalom stole the hearts of the people away from him. And Absalom was taking over the kingdom and David had to flee for his life. But David mustered his army and mobilized his forces and sent them out after Absalom. And Absalom was riding through the forest. And he rode through the thicket and a limb caught him under the chin. And he was hanging between heaven and earth. And there he died. And when the news was brought to David, Absalom, thy son, is dead. David cried from the depths of his soul, oh, my son, Absalom. My son, my son. Oh, my son Absalom, would God that I could have died for thee. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in the Bible, the word of God, weeping, is also connected with reaping. There is a principle in God's world today, in this world of ours that was made by God, there is a principle. There are many principles. Someone said that principles never change, and they don't. Methods are many, principles are few. Methods change often, but principles never do. There is the principle of sowing and reaping. For Paul declares, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." And you know the life of David, how that he sowed to the corruption of his own flesh. And the time of reaping came. It didn't come the same night, it didn't come the next morning, but it came. And there is David, and to him is born a son by Bathsheba. And the son is very, very sick. And David adorns himself with sackcloth and ashes, and in tears of reaping, David cries and he fasts and refuses to take nourishment. And he just weeps and prays and prays and weeps and prays. As long as the child was living, David prayed and David wept. And then the word came that the child is dead. And his servants, when they saw David taking off the clothes of mourning and sitting down at the king's table to eat the king's meat, said to him, "As long as the child was alive, thou didst weep and fast and pray." And David said, "Yes, while he was yet alive, I did weep. And I did pray, for perhaps God would hear my prayer and save the child. But now that the child is gone, I know I cannot bring him back. But I can go to be with him." Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And weeping is connected with the second coming of Christ. You see, when Christ comes again, the weeping for the Christian will be over. It has been a long night of weeping for the believers in this age. But Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 8 says, "He will wipe away all our tears." And I read in the Revelation 21:4, And God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more weeping. Weeping may endure for a night, but for the Christian, the joy of the second coming comes in the morning. But not so with the unsaved. For in the book of Luke, chapter 13, the Bible says that in hell they shall lift up their cries, for there shall be weeping and wailing. You never heard anybody wail, probably, in your life. You've heard people weep and cry. But the Bible says there shall be weeping and wailing and the gnashing of teeth. It will be a long and unending night for the unbeliever, for the unsaved. There'll be no song in the morning for the unbeliever, for his crying will just have begun when Jesus comes again. Beloved, weeping is connected with death. One of the most beautiful stories in all this holy book is in the 11th chapter of the Gospel according to John. Lazarus is dead. His funeral has already been conducted. His sister Mary goes to the grave. And how does this remind you of the times you've gone to the grave? His sister Mary goes to the grave. And John chapter 11 says she went there to weep. And when Jesus came and saw Mary weeping, and the Jews who went with her to the grave of Lazarus weeping, John 11:35 says, Jesus wept. There is weeping at the time of death. I never discourage people who want to cry when a loved one has passed on. Not that they are weeping and crying for that loved one who has died in the Lord. They're much better off. But they're weeping and crying because of the loneliness. And even Jesus was touched. And he wept at the grave of Lazarus. But my text says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Thank God for the morning of eternity, when all of our weeping shall be over, and we shall weep no more. I want to share this in concluding my message. It is a funeral sermon preached by a Negro preacher when one of his dear church members had passed on. And I want you to listen to him. It's named, Go Down, Death. Weep not. Weep not. She is not dead. She is resting in the bosom of Jesus. Heartbroken husband, weep no more. Grief-stricken son, weep no more. Left lonesome daughter, weep no more. She is only just gone home. Day before yesterday morning, God was looking down from his great high heaven, looking down upon all his children, and his eye fell on Sister Caroline, tossing on her bed of pain. And God's big heart was touched with pity, with everlasting pity. And God sat back on his throne, and he commanded that tall, bright angel that stood at his right hand, call me death. And that tall, bright angel cried in a voice that broke like a clap of thunder, call death! Call death! The echo sounded down the streets of heaven till it reached that dark and shadowy place where death awaits with his pale white horses. And death heard that summons, and he leaped on his fastest horse, pale as a sheet in the moonlight. Up the golden street, death galloped, and the hoofs of his horse struck fire from the gold. But they didn't make no noise. Up death rode to the great white throne, and waited for God's command. And God said, go down, death. Go down. Go down to Savannah, Georgia. Down to Yamacraw. And find Sister Caroline. She has borne the burden and the heat of the day. She has labored long in my vineyard. And she's tired and weary. Go down, death, and bring her to me. And death didn't say a word. But he loosed the reins of his pale white horse, and he clamped the spurs to his bloodless side. And out and down he rode through heaven's pearly gates, past suns and moons and stars, on death road, death rode, and the foam from his horse was like a comet in the sky. And on death rode, leaving the lightning's flash behind. Straight on down he came. While we were watching round her bed, she turned her eyes away. She saw something we couldn't see. She saw old death. She saw old death coming like a falling star. But death didn't frighten Sister Caroline. He looked to her like a welcome friend. And she whispered to us, "I'm going home. I'm going home." And she smiled and closed her eyes. And death took her up like a baby. And there she lay in his icy arms, but she didn't feel no chill. Death began to ride again. Up beyond the morning star, out beyond the evening star, into the glittering light of glory, on to the great white throne. And there he laid Sister Caroline on the loving breast of Jesus. And Jesus took his own hand and wiped away her tears. And he smoothed the furrows from her face. And the angel sang a little song. And Jesus rocked her in his arms. And he kept saying, "Take your rest. Take your rest. Take your rest. Weep not. Weep not. She's not dead. She's only resting in the bosom of Jesus. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Weep no more. Weep no more. Jesus is here. He wipes away all tears from your eyes." Let us stand. Our Father, today we thank Thee for the blessed hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee, dear God, that there is coming the day when the great tear wiper shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. Some have known so many long and restless nights of weeping. Some, like the psalmist, have watered their couch in tears. But, dear God, we're thankful that you're going to wipe all those tears away. And now, dear God, if there are those who do not know my Savior, if there are those who have never trusted him, may they come this morning and anchor their faith in him. If there are those whose hearts are heavy and troubled, whose eyes are wet with tears, whose soul weeps within, may they come to this altar and find sweet relief as they look unto thee. Help them to realize that though weeping endures for a night, joy will come in the morning. And so I pray, Heavenly Father, bring peace and comfort and rest and repose to those who are troubled and burdened and weighted down with the cares of life. Bring that sweet and deep abiding peace to their hearts today. And don't let anybody go away unmoved and untouched. But may we all find that which thou hast promised in the arms of Jesus. Even on his loving breast, may we lay ourselves this morning for his tender care and nourishment. In his wonderful name, we ask it all. While your heads are bowed in the congregation, in a moment the choir is going to sing prayerfully our invitation hymn. But I'm going to ask that you remain in prayer. If you're out there today and you're unsaved, I want you to come and trust Jesus. If you're out there today and you feel a spiritual need in your life, if there is a heaviness on your heart, if there is a burden, a problem, a difficult, a trying circumstance, if there are tears that flow down in your soul that would sink the mightiest vessel upon the ocean, bring them to Jesus. He's got the best tear-wiping instrument in all the world. And Jesus took his own hand and wiped away her tears. And he'll do the same for you this morning. If you'd like to become a member of our church, if you'd like to come for prayer as a Christian, if you'd like to come to be saved, whatever your need is, to dedicate your life, whatever your need is, while the choir sings and while you pray, I want you to come right now. Whoever you are, wherever you come from, as the Holy Spirit speaks, come on right now while we sing.